Samantha Helmick is the Public Services Manager for the Burlington Public Library. She was with me a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about the virtual events going on at the library, and we had word, and of course things are gradually starting the soft opening, and the library is gradually moving into that soft opening. Sam Helmick, good morning to you today.
Good morning, Steve.
All right. We talked about all the virtual events. I'm guessing the virtual events are still going on. Is that right?
They're going strong. Yes,
okay.
Thanks for asking.
But there is, but you've got curbside. What is it? Is it curbside pickup right now? Is that your phase one, I think, of the opening for the library?
We've actually graduated a phase. Phase one was our virtual programs, which we started the day we closed the building. Phase two is curbside, and you're able to pick up prints and materials to check out right from the curbside.
Okay. And that is going to be, that's what you can do right now. Do you know when what your next phase would be, and any idea when that might be happening?
Great question. So I think right now we're just getting down with the curbside and figuring out all the like kinks and anticipating patron needs and just kind of keeping an eye on the governor's orders. Right now we're in a couple of think tanks with libraries around not only the state but the country to kind of keep our hand on the pulse. So hopefully sooner than not, we'll be able to offer some sort of light in-person services in our lobby and our create space. We're setting up equipment there so that there are some folks who can come in and use that technical service when it's right to do so.
I know. I guess social distancing, regardless of anything else, you've got to figure out what the challenge is, figuring out social distancing inside the actual building. Is that right?
Yeah, that's a challenge, especially when you're helping several hundred people a day with their technical, questions, or you're even holding their devices or walking with them through the stacks to assist them with their books. It won't be the same for a long time, but I'm really looking forward to what we're doing with curbside and what the future is holding in the near few weeks, hopefully.
So this is phase two. Phase three would be what, I guess, limited inside availability, probably. Is that right?
Kind of getting that technology and all that equipment out towards the lobby and the create space so that y'all can, access job-seeking school research materials like that, making sure we move some of our tech to the front of the building. And phasing that gradual back in so we can get towards browsing by phase four
and
of the actual collection.
And sanitizing and disinfecting and all of that sort of things. What are other libraries doing? Are there any libraries that are open in terms of and allowing people inside the actual buildings?
So at this time, I'm actually on a national think tank, and we were just lauded by the American Library Association's leadership because we're kind of on track right now. Most libraries are trying to phase this in. Most, I think, businesses and government entities are just doing this phase-in model. So right now, we're kind of right where we need to be with the curbside.
Right.
I'm not seeing any other libraries do much than that, but, that's a lot. It was wonderful. We were pulling books and getting them ready all day. And we had folks in line. It was fantastic.
Now, what do they need to do? They can go to your website. They can also – and what is the website? Give me your website again.
Yeah. So we're at www.burlington.lib.ia.us. We've also created a chat feature there. So if you're having trouble accessing your account or you don't remember your library card number, you can give us a call, of course, but you can chat with us right on the front page of that website, too.
And you can check and you can search for a specific book or a specific item. Is that right on that website?
That's right. We also have been having folks call us and just say, I've got a couple of kids this age. I've got a spouse that has these interests. Could you just pull some books for us? And we're doing some reader's advisory, some old-fashioned reader's advisory, which has been wonderful.
And book notes is the friends of the library. That's going to be a
while.
It's going to be a while before that's open. Is that right?
They're working to retool as well, because if you think about it, they see a lot of folks, too. So making sure that you're safe and that they're safe and getting that figured out is all part of the comprehensive roadmap to resumed in-person services.
All right. Well, I'll look forward to receiving an update from you in email telling me when and how the next phase will be initiated and how you'll be doing that. But the good news is we are slowly returning to, I guess what? I'm not saying normal, but at least we're a little bit closer to it, right?
Modified normal. And I just want to remind folks that if they make a hold before 5 p.m., they will be ready for them between 2 and 5 tomorrow.
So all right.
Place those holds. I'm ready to pull them.
And again, what are the hours for the actual pickup?
So curbside pickup is going to be Monday through Friday, 2 through 5. And then there are some folks with compromised immune system. So we're offering by appointment 5 to 6 as well to help them feel safe to pick up their materials.
Fantastic. Yeah, again, you can call the library 753-1647, and there will be somebody there to help you, right?
Yes, Steve, yes. Thank you so much for helping us get the good word out. We've been so happy to see our patrons and be able to give them materials. This has been a great week.
All right. Samantha Helmick, Public Service Manager for the Burlington Public Library, thanks so much for joining me. Good luck, and let's hope even more phases start coming in soon, okay?
Fingers crossed. Thanks, Steve.